Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the very first Macau Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Fola Cronin O'Reilly, who is the producer of Lady Macbeth, the feature directorial debut by William Oldroyd. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm jet lagged. I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to feel it now. But I watched your film last night, and I really liked it. So I'm very happy to talk about it with you. But I guess, you know, for the benefit of our listeners, would you like to maybe introduce the story a little bit before we get talking about it?
Sure. Well, Lady Macbeth is, well, it's an adaptation of a Russian novella called Lady Macbeth of Matinsk by Nikolai Leskov. And it's essentially, we've adapted it and set it in 19th century rural England. And it's a story about Catherine, who is this 19-year-old girl who is essentially married off to an older man. And it's a loveless marriage, and she falls for somebody else during that time with her new husband. And essentially it's her trying to fight for her newfound love and for her independence.
Can you take us through the beginnings of the project? Like, when did you become involved in the film?
I've been involved in the film since the very, very, very beginning. How it happened was I met with Will Oldroyd, the director. I had seen his film Best, which is a 2-minute short film he made, and it premiered at Sundance London, and he won a brilliant award at Sundance London. And I just thought it was a really incredibly intelligent short film, and I really loved how he directed it, and so I was really keen to meet him and met him, and he and I just got on like a house on fire. We chatted for hours and hours, and he told me he had just met Alice Birch, who is the writer of Lady Macbeth. Alice is represented by Giles Smart at United, who also reps Will, and Alice had the idea to adapt the novella into a feature film, but she just had the idea. She had the novella, but she hadn't written anything yet. And so myself and Will, we went off and read the novella and just thought, wow, this is a really interesting story and really interesting characters and setting. And so we decided, yeah, to adapt it, but set it in 1865 rural England instead of Russia, which the novella is obviously set in.
Well, what did you think? Is there anything in particular that you thought might make for a really nice and interesting contemporary movie?
I mean, yeah, for sure. When we read it, we felt as if the themes were very much in keeping with a contemporary story. We thought, yeah, this would make an interesting contemporary adaptation, especially with Catherine, who is the protagonist in the novella, which she's Katerina in the novella, but she's Catherine in the film. And we just thought, It was her we were all really interested in, and we felt her independence and single-mindedness really propelled the story forward. And we were really, really excited about that. And so we really wanted to make her story, it's not a contemporary setting, but
yeah,
it definitely feels contemporary.
It does. And one of the things that makes it feel contemporary, I think, is like the style of the film, because even though it's a feature directorial debut anyways, the style is very much under control. I'm curious to find out whether that was, you know, the way William worked on the film. It's like he had a clear vision in mind from the very beginning of how he was going to take the story to the screen.
Well, Will worked incredibly hard to create the visual style that is in Lady Macbeth. I mean, it developed as we were developing the story, the script. But I just know that he worked so unbelievably hard, and he looked to Hamishoy, if you know of him, the painter, and his work is very much, it's very static and very much about the soul individuals in the image, and them feeling as if they're trapped within their world. And he took inspiration from that, and he looked to other directors, like Haneke is a huge influence on him. But he just worked really hard at it, and he developed such an interesting and original visual style, I think, and I think it brings a freshness to the piece, to a period piece as well.
Oh, can you tell me a little bit about whether it was difficult to actually get the financing for the movie, and was there any challenges in selling the movie, I guess, you know, to anyone that might give you the necessary funding?
Well, the project was developed through a low-budget feature film scheme called iFeatures, which is essentially run by Creative England in England. iFeatures is the BFI, BBC Films, and Creative England, and they join up and they've created the scheme to support emerging filmmakers in the UK. And so we developed the project with them, and we had to go through different stages with them to try and get the production funding. And eventually, yeah, we were able to get it through iFeatures, and we're incredibly grateful for them to giving us that opportunity. I mean, the challenges when we first set out in making the film were, well, it's a period film on a very small budget. The challenges were to convince people that we could actually achieve that. But we eventually did, but it took a huge amount of convincing. But our financiers were incredibly supportive, and they were there helping us along the way, which was really brilliant.
And how did they help you exactly? What did they do to help you?
Well, I mean, it was Will's first film, Alice's first film, and my first film. So as much as we are experienced in our own way, this was our first feature film, and the exec producers who were on board are incredibly experienced, and it really... they're hugely talented themselves and incredibly knowledgeable. And so when we needed information or advice, they were there.
Can you take me through the casting and how this this film was cast? Some wonderful performances in this film.
Yeah, immense, brilliant performances. Well, we worked with Shaheen Baig, who is this incredible woman in London. Yeah. And Shaheen has a real talent for seeing the potential in someone. And so she's really brilliant at discovering new talent. And so she discovered Florence Pugh originally, because Florence was in The Falling, Carol Morley's film. And Shaheen and Carol, they found Florence. And she was cast in The Falling, and Shaheen recommended Florence for Lady Macbeth. And she's when we met her, we just thought, wow, what an amazingly raw talent she had, and the confidence as well. And we were very incredibly excited about that. But we wanted to meet as many people as possible. We left the casting for the film quite open, because we didn't want to not meet people we thought could be brilliant. So, so in a way, we did colour blind cast. And so that's why we were able to work with Naomi Aki, who, again, brought such subtlety, and her performance, in my opinion, I think is incredibly powerful. And the same with Cosmo Jarvis, who played Sebastian, who is one of the most dedicated actors I've ever met, because his approach is very method. You know, he was so committed to the role, and he even stayed in his accent for the entire time we were in Durham, in England, shooting the film. And I just thought, wow, this guy, he's just putting everything into it, and I really admire him for that. But Shaheen Baig, she did an incredible job, and she was able to find these new talented people. So it was really exciting.
Great film now, and it's presented at the festival at the Best of the Fest section. Obviously, this film has been at a number of festivals. Can you just tell us a little bit about what it's been like so far for the film?
Well, the film had its world premiere in the Platform section at Toronto Film Festival. And yeah, I mean, it was really exciting to screen at Toronto. I had never been to Toronto, so I was like, I was really chuffed. But when the film screened, we didn't realise, we weren't expecting the response it got. It was just so surprising. We had no, we were incredibly confident in our film, and we were very proud of it. But we were overwhelmed and surprised with the response it got. We weren't expecting it because, it just went down really, really well. And we were able to get a brilliant US distributor on board, which is Roadside Attractions. And then, who are distributing the film in the US. And it'll be released there in June, which is great. And Altitude in the UK are distributing it there. And such a brilliant, fantastic team. Like, they just came on board to our film. And what a brilliant opportunity to work with those people. And so screened at Toronto, it went down really well, and then we then had our European premiere at San Sebastian, which is a beautiful festival, and then we went to Zurich as well, which is great, and then so we've been bouncing around the place.
I think it's going all over the world now. It's in Macau, literally going different continents. Well, that's great. It's not a bad start. On that note, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and all the best. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. It's been lovely chatting to you too.
Great. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.